From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. Last year, we asked a variety of people about the books they were reading or planned to read over the summer. Today, the first installment of this year's summer reading series. David Remnick is the editor of The New Yorker. Since taking that job in 1998, Remnick says much of his reading life has been dominated by galleys for the magazine.
I knew my life had changed from writer to editor when I was reading with my son, who was at the time in the fourth grade, and he looked at me and he said, "You don't read anything with hard covers anymore."
Remnick quickly adds that, of course, his favorite reading is the work of his writers at The New Yorker. But others occupy his bedside table, journalists Joseph Mitchell, A.J. Liebling, and George Orwell, as well as novelists Saul Bellow and John Updike. Remnick grew up on the novels of Philip Roth, a fellow native of New Jersey.
Those novels would come out and I would buy them and read them, or take them out of the library and read them almost instantly. And that seems never to have stopped. I'm going to be 45 in a few months, and Roth seems to just get stronger and stronger and more vivid, and in some ways more important as he gets older.
Before he joined The New Yorker as a staff writer in 1992, Remnick was a correspondent for The Washington Post. While there, he spent 4 years in Moscow, where he reported on the fall of communism. Remnick wrote about this tumultuous period in his book Lenin's Tomb, which received the Pulitzer Prize in 1994. He still reads about Russia. He particularly enjoyed The Oligarchs, Wealth and Power in the New Russia by journalist David Hoffman.
It's a history of the rise and now kind of the fall of the oligarchs, the big businessmen who came to the fore after the collapse of the Soviet Union. And it's a terrific piece of research and journalism.
Remnick says after his stint in Russia, he realized that he probably knew more about the time of the Tsars than he did about pivotal moments in American history.
What I knew I could fit in my hat. So I've been trying to read McPherson on the Civil War, Gordon Wood on the Revolution, and it's a tremendous pleasure.
On the top of Remnick's reading list for this summer is the new Library of America release of Saul Bellow's classic 1953 novel, The Adventures of Augie March.
Maybe after Faulkner, the most transformative novel to come along, and it opens the way for so much, for Invisible Man, for Roth, for Updike, and the deep Americanness of it, coming from an immigrant generation, a second generation. I love the liberation of that. To me, it's as important to American fiction in our time as Whitman was to American poetry in it. So I can't wait to get at that.
Remnick says he reads every chance he gets, and he doesn't understand why some people save up all their reading to take to the beach.
I don't quite get it. I don't understand this whole notion of waiting until the beach. I probably get less reading done sitting on the sand slathered in unguents and kids running around screaming and yelling and salt water splashing on you than at home in a comfortable chair, but to each his own.
David Remnick is the editor of The New Yorker and the author of King of the World, Muhammad Ali and the Rise of an American Hero. For more about the summer reading series, visit our website at npr.org.